Victory was not complete. Torya's laws persisted and were worked upon in secret. When the Kaj himself created his mysterious weaponry to slay the divinities in 1636, a copy of Torya's laws was one of his most heavily used references. And in the 1640s, when Valacha Thinadeshi began the great technological revolution that would secure Sapur's place in the world, none of it would have been possible without the work of Saint Torya, performed just under 200 years earlier. Sapur, being a proud nation, would not like to admit that a continental contributed so much to the foundation of their technological achievements. But we forget another lesson of history when we do so. A slave will use any tool to escape their slavery, even those of their masters. Dr. Ephraim Pangui, The Sudden Hegemony. First the rain, the screaming, awful rain. The slap of the downpour is so stunning that Mullagesh, who spent the latter part of her trip cloistered in her cabin aboard the drailing cargo ship Jemdal, is almost stupefied by such brutal weather, and it makes her rethink the desire she's had for the last 2 weeks to get the hells off this chain of boats and set her feet on dry land. But not this land, she thinks, not any land that exists under weather like this. She shields her eyes, walks out on deck, and looks. She is faced with the wide, expansive mouth of a river, the Salda River, of course, whose waters once passed through Bulakov, the very city where she was stationed for nearly 2 decades. On each side of the river mouth are 2 vast, ragged peaks that slowly recede down to the waters in a rambling jangle of sharp, broken, blade-like stones. No wonder they call it the City of Blades, she thinks. It all looks like rubble, as if the cliffs surrounding the city have been steadily collapsing. Yet, amidst the stones about the peaks are lights, streams of smoke, and thousands of glimmering windows. So, that's the city of Vortjastan, she says grimly. Well, it lives up to expectations. Then she sees the harbor, or rather, what will one day be the harbor, maybe. Holy shit, she says. The main issue with reconstructing the continent, the underlying aim of nearly all of Shara Kamaid's legislation, is one of access. There has only ever been one functioning international harbor on the continent in modern history, Ahanashtan, which has always been Sapur's key foothold on the continent. But if you're trying to bring aid and support to the entirety of the continent, having only one way in and one way out makes it quite difficult. Yet, as the continent's climate changed, growing steadily colder with no divinities to miraculously warm the weather, there became only one remaining decent warm water port, Vortjastan, which happens to sit on the mouth of the Salda River, which, if brought under control, would give the entire world access to the inner recesses of the continent. And long ago, Vortjastan did once possess a harbor. In fact, back in the days of the divinities, it was far, far larger and busier than any harbor the contemporary powers could ever aspire to. But it was put to unspeakable, monstrous purposes. Purposes that make modern Sapuris shiver to think of even today. Every obstacle, Shara used to say, before her own career became mired in its own obstacles, is always an opportunity. Would it not be a tremendous symbolic victory, she asked, if Sapur built a new harbor in Vortjastan and put it to good use? Wouldn't they all sleep a little better at night knowing Vortjastan, that most backward and dangerous of cities, was slowly being...